Today, this our first session is going to be with Russell Munhart. Now that you told me how to say it, I can't say it. You now jinxed me. Russell Munhart with the Taft Law Firm. And he's going to talk to us today about CFIUS. And I can tell you from personal experience, he actually knows his stuff. And he's got a very practical, real-world approach to it, which I find refreshing and helpful when you're in the middle of this virus-sounding mess that is CFIUS that has come to Texas in true force recently, and he's going to tell us all about that. So why don't I give you the stage?
Thanks a lot, Amanda. So I'm happy to be here. I'm kind of the wild card presentation here, I think, compared to some of the other speakers who are talking on topics that are more familiar to this audience. So you may find this utterly fascinating, or you may find it completely irrelevant and uninteresting. I'm going to try really hard to make this conversation more of the first type. But I find CFIUS to be a really, really interesting subject, and one that is going to become increasingly relevant to many, many lawyers in many different practice areas who didn't used to have to think about it. The way I've structured this talk is first to talk a little bit at a high level about what on earth CFIUS is, the background, sort of the conventional concerns of CFIUS, and then bring us around to why it's suddenly relevant in the real estate world. Hopefully that trajectory will make sense. It will probably bring a lot of questions and hypotheticals to your mind. If you have questions, I'm going to try to leave a few minutes for answers at the end, or I'm happy to talk to folks afterwards. So again, my name is Russell Munhart. I'm with Taft, Stettinius & Hollister. We're sort of a pan-Midwest law firm, about 800, 900 lawyers now. And I primarily do international trade compliance and national security law. I was with the State Department for about 10 years prior to coming into private practice. So I was mostly working on national security issues in like China and DC. And so this has sort of been a natural transition for me. CFIUS itself stands for Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's a federal interagency committee. If anyone has had much contact with federal agencies, you know that dealing with one federal agency is difficult. When you're having to corral nine of them to reach consensus on issues, it can be sort of a nightmare. And that's going to become really relevant when I talk about some of the timing issues of how you get CFIUS approval on a matter. But there are nine agencies at minimum involved in any national security review that CFIUS conducts. Sometimes other agencies are invited to participate depending on the subject matter. Agriculture, Department of Agriculture is one that is quite often involved and is relevant to some real estate matters. What CFIUS is they have very, very broad jurisdiction to review foreign investment coming into the United States and assess whether there are national security risks related to that foreign investment. It's been around since the 1970s. It was sort of nominally active in the 70s and 80s. There was a Chinese aerospace industry investment was blocked in 1989, which was the first time it was actually used to prevent foreign investment, and then it went dormant again for a long time. But it has recently resurfaced due to some new legislation called FIRMA passed in 2018 that went into force in February 2020. So it's been around in sort of its more emboldened form for 3 years now, but I think it's still just kind of finding its feet as a federal agency, as a federal enforcement committee. What it has jurisdiction to review are what are called covered transactions. That means all foreign investment that involves taking control of a U.S. business, many types of minority non-controlling investments, and then, again, significantly now, real estate investments. Until the 2020 regulations went into effect, CFIUS did not have jurisdiction over minority investments and did not have jurisdiction over real estate investments. It still does not have jurisdiction over pure greenfield investments. So if I'm a foreign company and I come here, set up entirely new operations in the United States, that is not subject to CFIUS jurisdiction. I don't want to get too much into investment fund structures, but I will note that the CFIUS regulations, I think, are actually pretty well drafted in many ways. For example, there's a really well-crafted exception for U.S.-based investment funds that might have foreign LPs.